Fred Film Radio from the 76th Venice International Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm David Martos. This is the 19th Mostra di Venezia, and we're with Gaspar Noé and Monica Velluti because there's a new and not new Irreversible. Par, my first question is, would you say the reason to do this new montage is artistic, or it depends on the times we are living?
No, I think it depends on the fact also that 35mm prints are not shown in movies anymore. That when the movie was released in 2002, the video was not in HD or in 2K, so I had to give a new life to the movie. I had to redo a new master of the old Irreversible. And when I was working on that, I had this idea that it was the time to this thing that everybody was asking me for, and I also thought one day I'll do is to reverse the reverted story. So the movie was told backwards. Now I wanted to put it in a clockwise version, and the result worked so well that I finalized it properly, and now I'm happy that this movie is going to have a double life, and the new version that goes clockwise is in many ways stronger than the other one that was very brainiac. It has, it's like, in artistic terms, it's like a game that I don't know that anybody else played before to tell a movie forward and backwards. So I said, yeah, there's an artistic reason. And also, by the moment that we're living, this movie could not be produced or conceived. Or conceived yet, but never produced. And so there's some kind of anachronism in showing the movie today, and there's a reason to show it today that makes it even stronger. So, it's the right timing for this version to be released.
Monica, I wonder if you remember your reaction when you saw the film for the first time, and how different was that reaction from the one you got watching the reverse montage?
Of course, when I saw the film the first time, it was so strong, and the violence was so incredible. And in this version, even though the violence is still there, but it's like if we feel more the duality between poetry and violence. Because, of course, the film is very violent still today, but we talk about love and about relationships and birth and intimacy, friendships. So there are all those elements, that we feel those elements much more. And also the difference is that when I did the film 17 years ago, I didn't have children. You know, today I have children. So the film is very polemic, but at the same time, in the good way, because it opens the discussion about so many incredible subjects that we have to talk about, because today society's rules are changing and women are more ready and more open to speaking out. And I think that this film becomes very important because I see even my daughters and their generation much more aware about these sensitive topics. And I think that we have to find a common ground of communication about all people. To find it's not about fighting, but finding a solution for all.
Okay, Monica Velluti, Gaspar Noé, thank you very much for being with us today. This was an interview for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.